this first day, crisp day of September 2021, 9/1/21, 18 and a half minutes past the hour. And if I'm out of wind as we come back here, it's because I was hanging many, many pictures. Glenn Coble watched me do it during that 15-minute break. Glenn?
Were you trying to make me feel guilty?
What, are you just sat there and watched me do all that?
Yeah, I'm not going to get it. I don't know where you want that stuff.
And did you think there was a rhyme or reason to what I was doing?
Well, I'm looking at it. It looks pretty good, so... Yeah.
Well, you know what it was? It was the shirts that we hang on the wall. I try to put those on the wall that people don't look at when you first walk in, because a shirt on the wall I don't think is all that great. So I kind of, you actually have to walk in that room to see the shirts. But the pictures I try to put on the wall people are going to see.
Well, I noticed you put my album on the wall that faces away from
it. No, where is your album?
It was sitting right over
there. Oh, well, we'll get it back on the wall there.
But it was in a very difficult place to sit.
No, it wasn't. It was in the prize spot.
Oh, yeah, right. We call right that before the bathroom where you can't see it.
Hey, everybody goes to the bathroom. That's where you want to be.
There you go.
That's the prize spot. Okay, let's start talking here. Before we get into the Penguins. No, not the Penguins. See, oxygen is not going to my brain now. The Cardinals.
Oh, the Cardinals.
The Cardinals.
Yeah. You are kind of sweating a little.
You're sweating too fast. Well, look at now. How many pictures do you think I hung there in minutes?
Probably eight.
Eight
or nine. Yeah.
What about all the ones on this wall over here?
I didn't know you did those.
Oh yeah,
those are already up. Oh,
no,
10 or 12.
Oh, maybe 15.
I left my violin at home, so I can't play you a sad song.
Well, I have a problem here.
Okay.
Now, Ted Williams, I don't know if you've heard about this. It's been on all the news shows.
I know Ted Williams.
Okay. Ted Williams was on the show on Friday morning.
Okay.
Okay, we were doing a little trivia game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the trivia game was all morning I had asked the audience three questions. What is Ted Williams' favorite food? What's his favorite restaurant chain? And how many presidents can he name in 2 minutes?
Wow.
So people called in and guessed what the answers would be. So we called him at 12:30 Friday morning, and he got it.
12:30 in the morning?
No, 12:30 Friday afternoon.
Okay.
Okay. So everybody was wrong. His favorite food was ribs.
Oh,
His favorite... His favorite chain was Applebee's, and he named 10 presidents in 2 minutes. Okay, so we were talking about Boston, because we've got these pinheads who call in from Boston here.
It's Baston.
Well, it's something that starts like that. In any event, we were talking about this, and Ted started to sing the theme song from the TV show Cheers.
Sure.
Okay, and I said, well, Ted, this is all spontaneous live radio. I said, Ted, you know, a lot of people equate you with the Jeffersons theme song, you know, moving on up from where you started. And so I said, can you sing a little bit of that one? So he sings, and it was awful. It was just awful. And
Does Ted know you think it was awful?
Well, I hung up the phone on it. I hung up the phone on him on live air. So then people called me all day that I'm evil, I'm rude.
You are.
Okay,
evil.
Okay. So that night I said, Ted, I told the people, Sean and Angie were in here. I said, I'm going to call Ted live tonight on the air, and I'm going to apologize my heart out for hanging up the phone on him.
Good idea.
So here is that whole recap. It takes about 6 minutes. Glenn, listen to this.
All right.
Maybe I'll go hang some more pictures. I lived this. I'll come back here, but then you tell me who is right and who is wrong.
All right.
Okay, here we go. This is the whole Ted Williams recap here on WWGH Radio.
We'll be back with more presidential countdown right after this. No. I'm at wit's end.
Ten, okay. Oh, well, ten. You're ten, Ted. Ten's not bad.
Yeah. And I was trying to name the ones in my era from 57 on up, and then I just happened to think, oh, Lincoln.
But I tell you, Ted, it's interesting because we had a guess of 25, 14, 20, 15, 31, and somebody thought you would name all 46.
Oh, I love the optimism on all that.
Well, Ted, you know, so we're not giving away anything today. No root beer floats, no...
No Zoom Daisy Bay, no zoo tickets, no Wyandotte or whatever. Oh, zoo lights or whatever.
Zoo lights. Oh, it's horrible. Well, but you know, Ted, it's always good to speak to you. That's always fun. And before...
Yeah,
oh, God, you know I love you. Now,
I love
what's
you
great... What's great here, Ted, is that I think people really enjoyed that Jefferson's theme. So could you give us a little more?
Beans don't fry, beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill. Beans don't burn, and hey.
That was horrible. No, he's gone now. I'm sorry I had to hang up on him, but he was driving me nuts, Michelle. God bless his heart there. I had to accidentally hang up on him.
Oh, my.
People would have loved if I did that to Bill Cosby. I couldn't take it anymore. He was not getting the song right.
The song right?
Yeah, that irritated me.
Oh, yeah, you just hung up on him. Boom.
Well.
That's funny.
Sorry. Let me try to call again.
AED machine?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Here we go. Take three.
He's probably asleep.
Well, I hope not.
Hello, Ted Williams here.
Hey, Ted, it's Scott at WWGH Radio. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing well. My favorite program director and just general manager and all of that at the great Marion radio station, WWGH 107.1 FM.
Oh, that's what. Ted, I'm so glad to hear your voice. You know I love you dearly, but I
and I love you as well.
Absolutely. But
listen, I'm down. Let me just interject real quick. I'm down here in the Short North area of High Street, and it reminds me of New York Street. They're so congested. People are having fun. They're drunk as hell and all of those things. But out of everybody that I met or indirectly or photographed with, there was one lady that said, her name is Stacy, and the guy, excuse me, knows Michelle of Stewart's Root Beer, and he's good friends with Stewart's wife. I mean, Michelle's husband. And he said, and then his wife Stacy said, "I hear you on WWGH all the time. Oh, how are you doing?" And then, but they knew the fine people, I don't know, at Stewart. So I asked him. I said, "Listen, I was just on the air earlier, and Scott Spears rudely hung up on me, and I was answering, you know, the
Ted.
Of the place. Hello,
Ted.
Yes.
No, go ahead. But I mean, I'm going to disagree with this in a second.
Okay. Well, I was just participating in a contest. I was going to try to win my grandkids some of those Zumbozy and Zoo and Zoo.
Are you there, Ted?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, keep going on. I want to hear.
No, I was going to say, I know I didn't name as many as Michelle name of the presidents in one of the questions that you asked. How many in 2 minutes can you name? And I got 10. Of course, that's not a winning hand. But congratulations to the lovely Michelle Stewart, or I don't know if that's her last name. But I was there on the air, I'm getting ready to tell you something. You just hung up on me. Maybe I got it. Hello?
Are you there, Ted?
Oh, okay. I was going to tell you, you hung up on me again?
No, Ted. Listen, I'm glad you're having a wonderful time in the Short North, but here's why I called you tonight. I hate to take up your time, but I've been getting flack all day. People have been coming out of the woodwork, and they say I'm an evil person for hanging up on you earlier. So I wanted to call you tonight, and I wanted to tell you, you know I have nothing but the last 10 years of love and admiration for you.
Yes, and you give me such a great, humble introduction, and I love you for that, man. One of the few people that give me all those accolades.
Well,
and I couldn't imagine.
You deserve every one of those.
My feelings were, to be honest with you. It was like, well, Ted's getting a little breathy here. Let me click him out, boo.
No. It was. We were having fun with the Jefferson's theme song.
And
I think we just got a little off kilter, and that's all that happened. But I just want. There are a couple points I want to make here. Number one, I think you. And this is no skin off my nose because I don't get anything for this. I think you're, if not the best broadcaster, one of the best broadcasters in the business. Me and all those pinheads in Boston could not carry your microphone around. We're just all out here, you know, trying to be like you. You're number one, you're the best, and I have nothing but love and admiration. And I apologize sincerely for hanging up the phone on you.
You know, I I sincerely accept it, Scotty, because I didn't think I did anything wrong, and maybe when we left Tony Paco's up there in, what is it, Toledo?
Toledo.
I thought maybe I scared the Buckeye guy off so bad that you took it against me and just didn't want to hear from me no more.
No, and Ted, and just before I let you go have fun down there in the short north, just so people know that I'm sincere and honest and wonderful tonight, give us a little bit of that Jefferson's theme song again.
Well, we're moving on up to the east side, to the deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
Oh, he's still terrible. He's just terrible. He's still terrible. Okay, moving on.
He did it again.
No, the phone fell out of my hand.
Oh, did it?
It did. Well, Glenn, that's the Ted Williams saga from last Friday. What do you make of that?
I think you owe him another apology.
No. See, now, why do you feel that way?
Well, anyway, I would never hang up on anybody. And I've had people call me and say nasty stuff.
Yeah, but did you hear his rendition?
Yeah, I didn't care.
Now, somebody the other day
I didn't like
said
that song from the original.
Well, somebody the other day said I should take him out to dinner.
Yeah.
Okay. And that I should let him host this show, and I should sit in the guest chair, and we'll see how I do, I guess, is the connotation behind that.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Well, all I'm saying is, I did not hang up on him twice. Now, I'll admit to hanging up on him the first time.
No, I thought that was an accident. No, that was...
Well, the first time I hung up on it.
Okay.
But the second time, the phone, you know, sometimes we had pizza that night.
Slippery hand.
Grease.
Yeah.
And it slipped and fell right back on the hook.
Yeah.
Shut him right up.
It fell right on the hook.
Fell right on the hook. You wouldn't think.
No, you
it's
wouldn't.
It's a one
think.
In a million shot that it would fall right back on the hook like
there
that.
There aren't too many cell phones that have a hook.
Well, no, this is the station
oh,
phone.
Oh, station phone.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be really tough. I have a hard time putting it on the hook.
Well, once you get to your age, it probably is hard to put it on the hook. All right, 740.
Ask my wife.
383-9944. Now, do people, I mean, because people think I was right, you know, and I'm nothing. You know me. I'm kind and cordial.
I am
and,
not saying anything.
Well, you've been around for years now.
I have been around for years.
You know me.
Okay.
I'm easygoing, kind, cordial, fine.
Well, personally, I like you.
There you go.
But I can see where he might have gotten a little miffed at you hanging up on
well,
him.
Well, I don't
twice.
Really know if he's miffed.
Oh, okay.
I haven't spoken to him
have
since
you,
then.
Do you use that term miffed? That was a term my mother used to use. And
there's
she was from
wrong with
and
miffed.
She's from Baston.
Well, does anybody have any thoughts on this? Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. And let me tell you also about you, since it's been a week since I've seen you, those pinheads in Boston called and they...
Again?
Oh, they did.
Oh,
and they invited me to a show in January at the Wilbur Theater in Boston.
I'd do it.
Well, no, here's what I said. I just want me to go and sit in the audience
oh,
to watch the podcast. I said, I'm not
that.
Doing that.
Yeah.
I said, that host of that little podcast is going to have to crawl on his hands and knees and call me and invite me to be on the podcast. Then maybe I'll come to Boston.
Plus, he has to pay for that and get you dinner.
Darn right. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, you gave me so much crap in wrestling when I used to wrestle for you. Now I got something on you.
Now, wait a second. Now, what did I do with you?
That just amazingly falls on that receiver on that hang-up thing.
Yeah, but I got witnesses. Angie and Sean were here. They saw it.
There was grease, yeah.
Now, you're saying
grease that it fell right on there.
He coached you in wrestling?
No, I used to referee for him at a CCW.
But I was okay. Not... now, when did I ever jump on you? I'm a kind...
You jumped on me because Bo Overzill didn't win the belt. He walked out of there and I raised his hand that night, but yet because you guys were the bosses, you guys didn't make Mr. Here's the champ that night. You guys went against me, but I didn't see the foot on the rope, but yet you guys said...
Oh, that is right. You didn't see the foot on the rope. You were blind.
Yeah.
Oh, this was professional wrestling.
It was, and let me tell you, Glenn, what happened. Now, hold on here, because we'll let him have his say here.
All right.
But this is what happened. I announce.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm announcing. I'm out there. Now, Terry is the president. He's the one running the show.
Okay.
But I'm out there announcing.
Boy,
and
there's pot
calling the kettle black, but go ahead.
Well, that's what happened. So I'm out there announcing, and all of a sudden, it's a world title match. So this is not hinky-dinky.
Wow.
And it's Bobo. His world title is on the line against Mr. Hughes. And from what I remember, Bobo fell down. I think Mr. Hughes punched him in the back of the head or something. So Bobo falls down. And Mr. Hughes gets on top to pin him to win the title, and referee Ron here counts three, and Bobo's foot is on the rope, and he gives the title to Mr. Hughes. Now, if your foot's on the rope, you stop the count.
Yeah.
So there you go, Ron. Now the tape shows this.
Well, when I'm counting three, I did not see the foot on the rope. See.
Yeah.
But how is that my fault?
But see.
The referee's always right.
No, the referee's decision is always final, and that's why this
right.
is crucial.
That's right. So how is people believe that when the phone slipped out of your hand, it mysteriously hit the receiver, the hang-up thing?
Yeah, and it's tiny.
There's no videotape of that. There's videotape of your incident.
We need evidence of that. We need video evidence of that.
Well, what do you think? What do you think I should do here to make amends to old Golden Voice?
Well, like you said, take him out to dinner and let him host the show.
Well, I'll do what I can do. Well, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944.
That would get you off the hook if he hosted
I don't know
the
that
show.
I'm on the hook.
Okay.
I'm still not sure that I did anything wrong.
That's the beginning of a... tyrannical leadership.
I'm
not on the hook.
Well, no, I don't think I am on the hook. Nobody's called and yelled at me or anything.
Do anything wrong.
And one of our dear, dear, dear listeners, who I think is great, I've met him several times, Ralph was out there, and he called in on Friday night, and he told me I was wrong, and I was a politician, and all. I felt terrible because, you know, I didn't, it just slipped out of my hand.
Yeah, okay. Ralph has been one of our winners, hasn't he?
Yes, Ralph's a good guy, and I just feel here that I'm being labeled incorrectly in this whole situation.
Oh, if you want a label, I got several I'll give you.
Well, no, but you know what I'm saying? Haven't you ever done something that, you know, gets read the wrong way?
No.
Didn't you hear my sincere apology to Ted?
Oh, I heard how sincere it was. It sounded kind of like how sincere you are with me occasionally.
All I'm saying is, if anybody has any thoughts on this, they can call in. And other than that, we're going to move on to the...
Cardinals. Yeah.
Yep. And but you can call in anytime, 740-383-9944. Right now, people seem to think a dinner, let him host the show, that type of thing is what's going to happen. We'll see. Okay. Let's talk about the Cardinals.
Actually, whatever you say is going to be what happens.
Well, I'm willing. I love suggestion.
Okay.
Don't you?
What happened? I lost you there for a minute.
I'm here. Suggestion.
Oh, you back.
Yeah. So the Cardinals are downtown now.
Yeah.
And apparently there are 17 of them because we were the 17th state. And Cardinals.
They're all over the city?
Downtown, I think.
Okay.
Other than that, I don't know. And then...
they're beautiful. Have you seen them?
Yeah, I think they're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're the Cardinals because they're the state bird.
They're the state bird of Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, North Carolina, Ohio, Virginia, and West Virginia.
Well, see, don't you think this is great?
I think it's fine.
All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, are you related to Donald Trump?
Excuse me, I didn't mean to laugh so loud.
You're going to give Glenn a heart attack over here.
You're kind of...
Now, what's the inference there?
You're kind of getting on his level. You can't take responsibility and blaming stuff on everybody else.
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
Now, did I not... Now, well, hold on. Now, didn't I hang up on the man and admit to it? And didn't I call him back later that night and pour my heart out in apology to him?
Yeah, it sounded real sincere.
Yeah.
Boy, it was as sincere as I can get.
He mustered that all day.
He did. So what do you think I should do?
Run for president.
Oh, okay. Well, why not? Be my next turn. Why not? And Ted can be my vice president.
There you go.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, talking Cardinals.
Well, I think
and,
it's, don't you think it's interesting that Ohio, along with six other states, it's their state bird, and that's the most of any bird that's a state bird. But all 50 states have a state bird, and you and I couldn't figure out why in the world anybody picks a bird.
Well, no, but several have cardinals, right?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, it's pretty common in the Midwest, and it's a beautiful bird. I have a pair that live in my backyard, and I love to see them. And they're very friendly to me. They don't get real close, but they do fly by and kind of wave at me.
Well, at least you got that.
Well, and I also have a bird calling thing on my phone, and I can call the cardinal call, and they will swoop down by me. Now, James Anderson told me, maybe they're not really liking that. So,
well, you don't think they like, they're coming at you.
They're coming at me, not coming to me.
No, but as one of the callers pointed out earlier, I think the Cardinals are fine. I don't think we should criticize them. I just think that sometimes, I don't think people understand why they're there, and I think it's very confusing.
Well, if Findlay is going to be the flag city of America, why not have a cardinal city of America?
I thought we were the popcorn capital of the world. I was just in Bucyrus for the Bratwurst Festival.
Actually,
they're the Bratwurst capital of the world.
I was brought up in another city that calls itself the popcorn capital of the world, and that's Valparaiso, where Orville Redenbacher lived most of his life.
So but we all just really make this
up. You were making it all up.
Yeah, it's all just garbage.
Yeah, but I do love cardinals, and I'd like to find out more about that. Do we have any press release from the city?
Well, see, that's what my problem was. Was, you know, I think the publicity doesn't get out.
No, I don't know anything about it. And I'd like to know who the artist was that made it and what they're made of.
What are they made of?
They look like they might be made of wood. And now, if they're all...
Or wood.
If they're all carved out of wood, that took them a long time. Now, if they were molded, you know, like molded plastic or something like that. But they look pretty substantial.
Won't they get wood rot?
Eventually.
Yeah.
Or they'll get carpenter
ants
or something like that.
Termites.
Yeah, termites.
Okay.
Yeah, but
well,
that
we'll
takes
see what
a
happens.
Long time.
Phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. I did want to give away some tickets to Zumbeezy Bay because it's the last weekend for that this weekend.
Still didn't get an answer, by the way, on your last question, did you? And I can't remember what
I think
question.
We did. It was, okay. Where was...
It was right after they found out who cookies were.
Those are hard. So let's come up with some questions here. You and I are going to come up with questions, and then we're going to give a pair of Zumbeezy Bay tickets away. Okay, here's the question.
Okay.
What's the question?
Who was president of the United States in 1921?
No.
Well, you wanted it easy.
We're not doing that. Oh, I have one.
Okay,
we'll do like Ted. People will guess a question about you, but don't tell them the answer.
Okay,
here we go. What is Glenn Coble's favorite music group?
Oh,
there you go.
I can give you that.
What is it? Well, I don't want you to give. You can't win.
Oh,
740-383-9944.
I was picking up my phone to win.
I know you could win passes to Zumbeezy Bay. 740-383-9944.
I don't think I've ever said that on the air, though, who my favorite was.
It's just a guess.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think Ted had said anything on
Remember, I'm 75 years old, so I lived in the 60s and 70s.
And
80s. And 80s.
Do you know all these bands coming to the Popcorn Festival?
I do not. I don't know any of them.
Do you know about, what is that thing coming on Saturday night? What is it? Great White.
No.
Get ready.
Yeah, I like the name.
Great White. Somebody called in with their song earlier.
Huh.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I bet it's Lawrence Welk.
Oh, that is a low. That's a really low blow.
Oh, man. Get down to the Lawrence Welk show.
Now, if it was my mother and father-in-law, you would have won, but it wasn't.
Not Lawrence Welk.
No.
I could see you getting down to Lawrence Welk.
I never liked Lawrence Welk.
But I could see you with Lawrence Welk.
Why?
Well, you seem like that type of guy.
If he bought me a beer.
He's dead. Man's dead. Go ahead, caller.
The Eagles?
Ooh, you're very close. And I do... Actually, the Eagles are my second favorite. And
ZZ Top?
No.
Not ZZ Top. Not no. The Eagles, not ZZ Top.
Think initials.
No, don't be giving clues.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is my trivia game. Holy mackerel. What is Glenn Coble's favorite music band? 7-4... music... Well, I guess it could be a performer, though, right?
A performer?
Or are those two different questions? Well, Lawrence Welk is not a band.
You asked for a musical band, I think.
Yeah, but Lawrence Welk's not a band.
No, but it's an ensemble of musicians, which is kind of a band. So,
Lawrence Welk?
My favorite... is a group of more than one.
Go ahead.
Well, Mr. Music is calling, guys, and you said initials, so I have two guesses. One is probably right.
Okay.
Either REO Speedwagon or ELO.
Nope. Both of them. I do like both of those, but neither one of them is correct.
How about, do you like REM?
Not as much, but no,
okay,
that's not
it. I thought REO Speedwagon, you know, they're a little like the Eagles. I mean...
Yeah, a little. Awesome. Yeah, I like them.
I really... ZZ Top. I don't see you as a ZZ Top guy, Glenn.
No, I'd have to grow a beard.
You don't wear cheap sunglasses.
No.
You wear those really cool glasses, colorful glasses.
So. Yeah, I have teal colored glasses.
Yeah. Yes. You're not a cheap sunglasses kind of guy.
I am cheap, though.
Thanks.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. Glenn Coble's favorite band. Apparently, it's not very easy.
I may have misled people by saying initials, but that's how
you've misled more than few people in your life. Go ahead, Colorals.
ABBA.
ABBA. You know what? I liked ABBA. When everybody hated ABBA, I liked ABBA.
But not the one.
But not ABBA.
What was ABBA's song?
I don't know.
Well, you just said you liked them.
Yeah, I would know it if it came on the air.
Is it Great White?
No, it's not Great White.
They'll be here, you know.
Yeah,
People are tearing down the doors. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, we were just up here, and the guy's working on one by the Beauty Academy.
Yeah?
Or the Cardinals.
Yeah?
They're made out of fiberglass.
Oh, fiberglass. Cool, good to know. Yeah.
Yep, they're made out of fiberglass. We were talking to the guy that they're putting the bolts down on the base now up here.
Now, do they look like they're heavy fiberglass or just a thin shell of fiberglass and they bolt them down?
It looks like they're kind of heavy.
Oh, okay, cool. I don't want them blowing away in the aftermath of the hurricane.
Yeah, but they're really nice. All of them different things on the base of them. They're all different things on the base of them.
Has anybody told you why we were getting these Cardinals?
No.
Okay.
Hey, thank you.
Good answer. Thank you.
That's a great... See, that's why we love our audience.
That's why we are the talking place here.
Well,
in Marion.
I've tried to tell you that for years. Fiberglass they're made out of. That'll last forever.
Unfortunately, it will.
Can we make... Because I love the Cardinals, but I think that we need another something out of fiberglass. Who do I call to get something made of fiberglass?
Okay, I don't know.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I think it's great, don't you? The Marion Community Foundation and Downtown Marion, Inc. are really giving Marion the bird.
Is that coming from the foundation, those birds?
Part of it.
Oh, okay.
Dean Jacob was in the paper today on the front page.
Oh, I didn't see the paper. Okay.
Yeah, showed him and someone else giving Marion the bird. I'm just kind of curious, what happened? Do we change from Shovel City now to Bird City or Cardinal City or what?
Well, Shovel City is kind of passé.
Are you from France or what? Or California?
I just like French people.
Passé. No, I thought we were the popcorn capital of the world.
Or even, you know, that's what I thought. It would have been more interesting to have popcorn balls.
Yeah.
Or popcorn kernels in various places.
When I was working at my previous place of employment here in Marion, I tried to develop, because back then, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, it was the popcorn festival and nobody sold popcorn. So I was looking all over the place for, number one, popcorn balls that I could give away, and number two, getting... popcorn ball replicas, like maybe out of fiberglass, but probably out of something softer than fiberglass.
Can't you just shellac a popcorn ball?
I suppose you can.
Yeah.
Probably could put the lacquer, what the resin.
Yeah.
That you would on fiberglass around it, maybe.
But somebody
it probably might try to eat it. Though.
Yeah. True.
What else is associated with popcorn? Those buckets.
With popcorn.
Yeah, those buckets with the stripes on
them. Yeah, buckets with the stripes.
Orville.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Thanks, Terry.
No, we're talking about popcorn.
Yeah, there aren't very many things that associate with popcorn. Pigs, maybe, because they're...
Pigs?
Yeah, because they're from... popcorn's from the farms.
Well, nobody's guessed your favorite band yet. Well, we now know that the birds are made of fiberglass, and that apparently they were funded. Now, we don't have this on any authority, but from Downtown Marion, Inc. and the Community Foundation.
And I did like the birds.
I think it's fine. I mean, something.
The band, the birds.
Just put them up. Why not?
I like it because it's something that people drive through town and they'll go, what the heck is that for?
That's what they'll do. Go ahead, caller.
I'm thinking of every band that has initials, Glenn. How about CCR?
Okay, I don't know who
Creedence
that is.
Clearwater Revival.
Oh, CCR.
They're kind of your generation. I mean, you're kind of a CCR guy.
I remember Creedence
I know Lawrence Welk was more in your generation.
He's not that old.
That was my father's generation.
Beatles, they're not the Beatles would be the obvious answer, or Elvis, but those aren't initials.
But you know, I didn't like the Beatles when they came out.
That's a lame answer. Jay Giles, that's probably not right, the Jay Giles band, but no. It could be. They were big when I was in college.
I know what it is.
Huge. I can give you songs by ABBA. Dancing Queen is their own.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, now hold on. Now,
they've got a lot of songs.
Oh, you can't sing more than 15 seconds, so give us a little ABBA.
Knowing me, knowing you, there is nothing we can do. Knowing me, knowing you,
Okay.
So wait, is that their big song? We want to hear their big song.
Please, no.
You know, you is a big song, Dancing Queen.
Yeah, give us Dancing Queen.
Water the life song,
Give us the refrain.
You need, like, three or four people in harmony, kind of like Three Dog Night.
Yeah.
Kind of
I know it's hard. Give me 15 seconds of the refrain from Dancing Queen.
You are the Dancing Queen, young and clean, only 17. You can jive, having the time of your life. Ooh, see that girl, watch that scene, dig in the Dancing Queen.
Better hurry, because he's getting ready to drop the phone in the cradle.
Thank you, Adam.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Adam, the Dancing Queen today on the show.
Bit.
Beautiful. That was nice. All right. Who is the... I don't even know the question anymore.
Who is your favorite band?
Yeah.
You do? For sure?
I think so.
Okay.
Because, see, here's where I think you've misled people.
They're still on the air quite often. No.
No.
Uh-uh.
Okay. Go ahead. I think you're wrong, but go ahead.
Not to be mean, but I think you should have accidentally dropped the phone.
Adam, don't feel bad.
Oh, no.
I mean, he's a nice guy. But
oh, you're stretching it there.
The singing. What about Dave Clark Five?
Oh, the Dave Clark Five. The British Invasion. No, the groups, I never liked any of the British Invasion groups. So.
Oh, you didn't?
No, because I was playing folk music at the time, and they did it. When the Beatles came to America, our poor little band got crushed, and we were doing pretty well up until then. So I don't like the British Invasion.
Thank you, Colin. All right. Glenn Coble's favorite band.
Oh, boy, you're really stressing.
Now people say I should have hung up the phone on Adam, but when I hung up the phone on Ted, oh, my goodness gracious. And I didn't hang up on him twice. Second time, fell in the cradle. Fell in the cradle. 740-383-9944. Yeah. What's Glenn Coble's favorite band? 53 minutes past the hour here. Get yourself some Zumbeezy Bay tickets.
I
don't know the answer.
I want to see if I can get somebody to sell me a bridge in Brooklyn if they believe you.
What did I say?
About
the phone. Oh, it's just showbiz. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Scott, there's a really great article about the birds in the Marion Star today.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah,
look it up.
On the front page, and they've got the, I'm looking at it, a picture of it, and it said, a justice-themed cardinal resigns in front of the Marion County Courthouse. Huh. It is really neat. I saw it this morning when I went by.
I'm going to have to get it, yeah.
This Dean Jacobs is the one who said he first heard of the idea of placing animal sculptures in a downtown area from Chicago with its cows on parade figurine. And then he went to Arizona and he saw a similar setup with pigs and he brought the idea to Marion. At least, tell Glenn to quit laughing. At least we got birds instead of pigs, but it's really, really neat. I mean, I thought when I first heard about it, I thought, yuck, but it's pretty. They're really pretty.
Yeah, they are pretty, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. I'm glad it's cool. Did it say who paid for them?
No money funded by the taxpayer. Let me get the front page here. They got it in two separate portions of the paper.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now on my phone.
It said it wouldn't cost anything to taxpayers, so it meant rounding up local artists and designers and construction crews to design, paint, and install each cardinal. The result was Jacobs securing 13 local artists who all pitched in with ideas, supplies, and
and your dog's going to scare them all away.
Well, we're on the porch, and she doesn't like trucks.
Oh, I understand that.
But it says that they donated their time and their paint and everything to create those.
Oh, that's
13 artists.
Well, you know, that's great. And you know, if it's an attraction, good for them.
Yep. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good information.
Good. There you go.
Thank you, Star.
No money.
Looking it up on the Star.
No money to the taxpayers, and all local artists did. I can't even get a sign out front, but
yeah,
that's
what,
a whole
what
other
happened to our sign?
I don't know.
Well, I can do a sign.
Like a wood sign?
Yeah, I can do a wood sign. It'll look like a 13-year-old did it or a 12-year-old.
Well, we've got to hang it from a pole, though, in the yard. You know, we got to. You know, it's like a whole process.
Oh, mine will be out of paper mache.
That ain't going to work. Fiberglass.
Fiberglass.
Yes.
Maybe we ought to get a bird to hold it.
Not a bird. No,
I like that.
But like a radio out in the yard or something.
Sure.
Yeah, we'd be a spot.
Yeah.
Then, all right. Go ahead, caller.
Well, the fact that the phone didn't slip out of your hand and land exactly in the cradle, that's proof positive that you hung up a second time on the Golden Boy.
I agree.
Well, actually, what happened was my earphone fell out of my ear, so I didn't hear most of what Adam did.
It was actually, it wasn't tuneful, but it was pretty good.
There you go. See, Glenn liked it.
Nice cover for yourself, Scott.
My earphone fell out of... I get the shakes here hosting the show sometimes.
Long nights.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. What's Glenn's favorite band? We want to send somebody to Zumbezi Bay.
There are four initials.
Now, see, don't do that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Disregard what I just said.
This is like Jeopardy. We don't cut corners.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
Long shot answer, Scott. ELP, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, or CSNY, ooh. Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. Those probably aren't right, but
nope.
You know, Glenn kind of likes that progressive kind of music.
The second one you said was right.
CSNY is right. That was really a long shot.
Crosby, Nash, Stills and Young. Yes.
Yeah, that's a different combination.
All right, sing a little bit, Adam.
All right, see you later.
Now, where are you going?
He just barely...
What was that? Just because he got the criticism there? Listen, I get criticism every morning on this show. We can't send Adam to Zumbezi Bay. Now what? Go ahead, caller.
Uh-oh.
Hey, are you there? Now, ask a quick question, because now Adam can't win. We can't give the Zumbezi Bay things away.
That's right.
So now what are we going to do? We got 2 minutes. We're at the two-minute warning here.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
oh, lordy, lordy.
What is my new dog's name?
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
I better talk to this guy about these birds.
Yeah, I know.
The Cardinals.
Yes.
Yeah, he said it's the Marion Community Foundation put them up to bring art to Marion and more try to look to Marion. He said it's happening all over. and hoping to draw more people to town.
Cool.
Well, that's good. Now, this is part of that cultural corridor, probably.
Yeah, and they're putting plaques and stuff on them right now. But, like, the one up here by the Beauty Academy, it's got, like, football players on it. And the one over here's got, like flower-looking things on its chest there by the bank where the BNC on the corner used to be.
Okay.
Now, do we know what the plaques say on them?
No, they're just gluing them on and putting them on, but I hadn't read any one of them yet.
Oh, interesting. Well, if anybody knows, let us know.
Well, sure will.
Hey, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you go. If you want to know about the Cardinals, you come to this station.
That's right.
We're live, but we need a question, Glenn. Okay, what's Glenn's favorite food? Everybody knows that. Okay. Go ahead. What's his favorite food? All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, a cutout of Warren G. Harding with your call letters would be nice. Time.
Yeah, well, maybe. That would be nice. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. We need a fiberglass thing for the yard.
Yeah, we do.
You know, wood silhouette cutout of Warren G. Harding.
Well, I don't, you know.
Or we could just get a teapot dome and put it
out
front.
That might cost you some money. You're going to need an artist or somebody to do that. Or some.
Well, it's possible.
Volunteer.
Sure.
Yeah.
People would come from all around.
I like
for volunteers
idea.
To do that.
Hey, thank you.
Yep.
All right, Glenn's favorite food here. We got about a minute. 740-383-9944.
Easy one.
Easy. Easy peasy. It's get yourself some Zimbezi Bay tickets.
Probably everybody's.
740-383-9944. Now, I can't believe Adam would not sing. That's the first time I've ever asked him to sing something that he did not sing.
Well,
I think it was the criticism.
He must have thought we were criticizing him.
Well, I wasn't criticizing. It was the callers. I can't.
We were chuckling about it.
Not me.
I was.
Well, the callers, you know.
And
well,
I said he did a fine job.
Other
than the
sure
tonality.
What's your favorite Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young song?
Oh, I can tell you that if I can look it up real quick.
Well, we got to go to break. And Glenn's favorite foods and Zimbezi Bay tickets on the line after this short but important break.
I think this is important live radio stuff to talk about. I barrage Mr. Donahue with requests to come on this show constantly. He's probably about ready to change his phone number.